Hello.
Hi, my name is Felicia, returning your call from customer care. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was calling about charging my debit card.
Okay, what's your zip code?
93555.
First and last name?
Adam. The last name is Freund, F-R-E-U-N-D.
One moment. What's the first and last name on the account?
A-D-A-M. Last name is F-R-E-U-N-D.
Okay, one moment, please. Okay, do you have the date that charge was billed to you?
Gosh, I don't have access to it right now, but this all started. I took a survey and then ended up getting this camera that screws into a light socket if I paid shipping, and then it was like $7.95, and then 2 or 3 weeks later, I get billed like $60 or $70 charge on my card from the same place, and I'm curious as to why. And this is the number that's attached to it.
Okay, I can. What's the last four of the card number that you're charged on?
I don't want to give out a card number.
We are a call center, sir, and I'm trying to locate your account, but I'm not asking for the full card. I asked you for the last four of the card number.
It says 8810.
What was that?
I believe it's... Hold on. 8810.
Okay, one moment, please. And do you by chance have the date of which you was charged?
So within the last week sometime. I don't have the date in front of me and I don't have access to it right now. But it's, yeah, went through last week. And hold on. Let me look. One sec. I do have the date. The original one was charged, so that you should have that one on file.
What's the name of the product that you have?
This product is called Wi-Fi Panorama Camera Fly Cam or something like that. And this is the leading GA. And it has this number that I called 86620, whatever, New York, and zip code. But the original purchase was, I'm showing on my bank statement, which I authorized, was the shipping amount, which was $7.95.
Okay, but you may not have read over the terms and conditions where it advised you that when you place the order.
No, this was like a free gift for taking a survey. It said you've earned a free gift, but you just have to pay shipping and handling. So, and then, yeah, so it was a scam, obviously. But I didn't authorize, you know, like it was almost like between $60 and $70 charge, like just last week, trying to come through with the same address.
Okay, I'm so very sorry for the misunderstanding, sir. I've searched the system here, and it's not giving me. Could it be under a different name, maybe?
No, it's all. I'm gonna stop payment to it all anyway, and I'm gonna report this shit because it's bullshit.
I mean, like I said, if we were able to locate the account, and we are a call center, and you gave me the last four of the card number 8810, and you said that you did not know what date you were charged.
Well, see, now there should be one already on 11/30/22 for $7.95 because that's what shows on my bank statement.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah, for $7.95, and that same company hit it again last week for some of the other amount.
Is there anyone else in your household that I can maybe search their name?
No, there's not anyone in most of my house. It was all on the same card.
And give me that charge amount again.
I don't have the other one in front of me, but the original one was $7.95. Okay. And then the one that they don't tell you about, or the one that sneaks in after that came in last week, was like, I want to say it was like 68 something, but I could be wrong.
Okay, I don't see any account for you besides the initial order, that very first order that was placed. Did you say you want to go ahead and get it canceled?
Well, I received the camera, and of course it doesn't work. You know, it's one of them deals. Bullshit.
Is there not a phone number on your statement, sir?
Yeah, there is a phone number, and the phone number I called is what got me to you, or to leave my number to get a call back, and that's why you called me back, and I appreciate
nothing
that.
Nothing is coming up, and I just wanted to make sure that you was calling the right number.
Well, it's 866-293-6087, and it says the leading GA, so it says New York 58810 or something like that.
Yeah. You don't have an order number on that?
No. I guess I'd have to dig in the trash to find it, but I'm going to contest it all at the bank anyway.
If you will, just have your bank to give us a call back with you on a three-way conference call. And then once we pull the account, then we can definitely assist with that transaction, sir.
Well, either way, I'm going to put a stop to it. So thanks for your help.
Will there be anything else for you?